The Yukon Quest has a winner, and as KUAC's Molly Reddick reports, Matt Hall, a 25-year-old Two River musher, had to overcome adversity and have a little luck along the way to arrive in Fairbanks first.
Here he comes. Come on, everybody.
Matt Hall mushed into a crowded finish chute and under a golden banner in downtown Fairbanks Tuesday, just in time for lunch. For the first time in 10 days, he didn't look tired. Neither did his 10 dogs. To get there, they had traveled nearly 1,000 miles together, through jumble ice, rocky summits, and 70-degree temperature swings. They passed the remote Yukon town where Hall grew up and the town where he lives today.
Welcome home, Matt! Matt Hall!
At 25 years old, Hall is the second youngest musher to win the Yukon Quest in its 34-year history. That's partly because he's been mushing since he was 4. His parents have a homestead 6 miles downriver from Eagle, where they run a trap line and do dog tours. Hall was on a sled by age 2 and was driving his own dogs a couple years later. At the end of the shoot were his parents, Wayne and Scarlett, with pride shining on their faces. They'd found someone to take care of their 50 dogs so they could fly to Fairbanks and see their son win.
Well, that was one of those things, you just gotta make it happen. Yeah, we had to make it happen. It was a close call, but we made it happen.
The Quest is a family tradition. His dad ran the race 3 times, and his mom has run the checkpoint in Eagle for 20-some years. Hall used to sleep in a box of t-shirts during race time.
He'd look out the windows till the team came, and then he'd race out and do whatever little chores they'd give him.
Hall learned to mush on the trapline trails of the Yukon River, and he wasn't always interested in racing. When he was a teenager, his dad recruited him to do 100-mile training runs.
And when it was over, he'd say, I'm never going to do this. I hate it. I'm not ever going to do this. And I said to him, well, when you run your first race, when it's over, you will do it. And he says, no, I'm not.
There was another family member waiting for him too, a soft tricolor dog named Keeper, who Matt has built his entire team around. He dropped the 8-year-old dog in Dawson because he couldn't quite keep up and handed the team over to a lanky orange and white dog named Anchor, who led him to victory.
Everything he's seeing right now is a new adventure for him. And then his just with his mentality and his drive to be up there, that going together is just turning him into an incredible lead dog.
Hall beat 3 former Yukon Quest champions this year, making a big run in the middle of the race to take the lead. He was neck and neck with Eureka musher Brent Sass as they crossed from Canada into Alaska. But Sass scratched outside central when 2 dogs collapsed unexpectedly, leaving Hall alone at the front of the pack, 6 hours ahead of the next musher, which was quite a surprise for him.
I expected to, each year I've been running, this is my 4th Quest now, to get a little closer and a little closer, but didn't expect a slingshot out front.
Hall said he was ready for lunch and eventually a long sleep. At the Yukon Quest finish in Fairbanks, I'm Molly Reddig.